Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On this incredible day, we are talking about May 23rd.
We are.
1 Peter 3:14 for our Do Not Be Afraid scripture.
Yes.
On this tremendous Tuesday. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened.
Amen.
So there you go. Praise the Lord.
It is. And on today's call, we're going to talk about seven things you need to know about your road trip.
All right. We like the road trip.
Whatever you need, God is willing to give it to you. Whatever expectations, He's willing to meet them. When you do what God tells you to do, the manifestation of His generous provision for your life is inevitable. God will deliver you out of whatever bondage you're facing because He expects, no, He requires obedience and respect. The children of Israel were about to undertake a serious road trip from lack and insufficiency to abundant provision. But they had a few things they needed to learn first. Here are seven things we should know about our next road trip.
Number one. Don't murmur and complain while on the road. The children of Israel had been on their road trip for just over a month when they began to complain that they were going to starve, even though they'd seen all those things happen in Egypt. Exodus 16:2 says, and the whole congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. If you are following the crowd instead of the leader, then you know what? You're really headed for trouble.
Well,
I think we'd all be amazed at how quickly the children of Israel forgot who brought them out of the bondage of slavery. You would think that even the former slaves of Egypt would be smart enough to know that murmuring against God's anointed is actually not the smartest thing they could ever do. But they didn't. They did not. When you murmur and complain against God's anointed, trouble will not be far behind.
That's so true. Number two, be thankful when someone has planned ahead for your road trip. Do you remember your last road trip? How much food did you take along? I remember road trips with our children when they were young. Honey, you remember you'd pack enough stacks to keep us in food until we reached our destination. See, I imagine the scenario was the same for the children of Israel. According to biblical scholars, Moses led roughly 2.5 million people in the wilderness. Now, I'm smiling because can you imagine how many children were saying, are we there yet? But that's another teaching. When the food ran out, God prepared a way for his children. Exodus 16:4, New Living Translation. Then the Lord said to Moses, look, I'm going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day, the people can go out, pick up as much food as they need for that day.
Number three, your ability to follow an instruction will determine your blessings on your road trip. The last sentence of Exodus 16:4 in the New Living Translation says, I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. Boy, that's something I think about a lot. There's a difference between the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. The person of Jesus is going to love you no matter what, for sure. Once you're saved and supplied, destined for an eternity in heaven. The principles that Jesus set forth, however, require that we meet the, if you do this, in order to do get that. It's the order in which we enjoy the, well, we could say the good life. The kind of life that he wants us to experience will be full of his blessings. John 10:10 says Jesus came that we might have life more abundantly now and in eternity. Our quality and ability and the willingness to follow his instructions will determine the quality of life we enjoy on planet Earth.
It's true.
The children of Israel's unwillingness to follow directions resulted in them having a 40-year road trip without ever arriving at their destination.
Well, number four, God will give you specific instructions for your road trip. Our God is a God of specificity. He will tell you exactly where you should go and what you should do. You'll never need to Google God to find out his perfect will for your life. Exodus 16:8, New Living Translation. Then Moses added, "The Lord will give you meat in the evenings and bread to satisfy you in the morning. For he has heard all your complaints against him. What have we done? Yes, your complaints are against the Lord, not against us."
That's right.
Even when we mess up, God is not only willing to forgive us, but prepare a way for us in the midst of our current adversity, even if we're responsible for being where we are.
Number five, God will always give you exactly what you need for your road trip. Exodus 16, verse 16 says, "These are the Lord's instructions. Each household should gather as much as it needs. Pick up 2 quarts for each person in your tent." Once again, we see that God tells his children exactly what they should do. Whether or not God's instructions made sense to the children of Israel is no consequence. They are simple, they were to simply follow his instructions. And that's exactly what you and I are told to do. We're told to how to live and thrive while here on planet Earth. Exodus 16:17-18, New Living Translation says, "So the people of Israel did as they were told. Some gathered a lot, some only a little, but when they measured it out, everyone had just enough. Those who gathered a lot had nothing left over, and those who gathered only a little had enough. Each family had just what it needed." Earlier, we read in Exodus 16 where God told Moses that this was a test. He was no doubt trying to determine the faithfulness and obedience of the children of Israel. No matter what the circumstances looked like, did they trust him? If they didn't have the faith to believe he would provide for their daily needs, how could he lead them into the promised land?
Number six, hoarding what you have has consequences. When we obey God's word and his instructions, we'll not regret it. Exodus 16:19-20, New Living Translation. Then Moses told them, "Don't keep any of it until the morning." Some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning. By then it was full of maggots and a terrible smell. Moses was very angry. The tendency to hoard seems to be part of the sinful nature. When God tells us to give everything in our checkbook, even our flesh may hesitate because we think that's all we got. The truth of the matter is, it's what you have because God gave it to you. But more importantly, giving when God says to give is planting seeds for harvest. I've heard it said years ago that when we release what's in our hand to God, and God can release what's in his hand.
For us. Hallelujah. Number seven, if we don't follow the GPS, we're going to get lost. You probably think that I might be referring to the world, what the world calls a global positioning system. But in truth, we have our own GPS. It's actually called God's positioning spirit. And that's where he is continually directing our path of where to go and what to take with us and what to do when we get there. On our road trip through planet Earth, we need to use God's GPS, and we won't end up in a wrong location or end up at the wrong place at the wrong time, like you can when you're following your car GPS sometimes. When we learn to follow his directions, we'll always have a great trip.
Amen.
We don't ever want God to say to or about us what he told Moses and the children of Israel in Exodus 16:28. 1628 New Living Translation. The Lord asked Moses, how long will these people refuse to obey my commands and instructions? Wow. His GPS is as close to autopilot as you'll ever get in your entire life. When we follow his directions and instructions, we'll always have a great road trip. That's when we're following his GPS.
Amen.
We need to think about it.
Yes, we do. I want to tell you a quick story. There was a young man came to see me a week ago, and he was waiting around. He said, I'd like to see you when you get a chance. And so I told him, have a seat. And I said, what's your name? He said, Miguel. He said, you may not remember me, but about a month or two ago, I was in the store, and I was talking with you, and you were encouraging me and giving me scripture. He said, one of the scriptures you gave me, the Job 8:7 Contemporary English Version, which says, your future will be far brighter than your past. He said, I can't tell you how many times I've quoted that scripture, but I wanted to know, let you know, that I found a great church, a church that teaches the word and the fullness of it, and got delivered and, you know, just getting excited about what God wants to do in my life. Because as you said, the scripture says, my future will be far brighter than my past. And I just want to thank you for that scripture. That blessed me.
I know
you were part of that conversation.
Yes, I saw him over there.
Hallelujah.
I sure did.
Well, praise God for that. Well, hallelujah. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.